And when I say you're into new ground, it's pretty gutsy for you, and I applaud you for this, to have someone who's a professional, in your particular case, a doctor of psychology, that you would step into this arena because you know it's so important.
And that I chose to be a doctor of psychology to talk about it. I mean, the reverse happened. You know, so that's the exciting part for me, is to be able to give comfortable language to people who have these really profound spiritual experiences, to honor them and keep going. And when you get into this area, the important aspects for me to communicate is to trust and to always be of love and light. Now, there are those who can't help. Their psyche is constructed such that there is fear, confusion, and chaos deficit, that which I call the dark, that unfortunately is a part of their makeup. And how one would, well, you could still go into those realms with that, but it is harder. And it's not what I am about, although it can and has happened. And I know that you spoke about it in your book as well. You know, that this painstaking, it's almost like an inventory, a self-inventory of every place where you get stuck when you try to connect to your own God self, your own sense of the divine, or what guides you, protects you, loves you, connects you. That when stuff comes up bubbling to the surface, as you said, the unconscious being made conscious, you know, let's talk about that. Yeah, there is something I would love to talk to you about, George, which is the dream plane, because I know that you have a penchant for that as well, and I've discovered in my own work. You know, Freud had said that, and I'm being very simplistic, that every dream had an unspoken wish or fear. Jung, and this is very simplistic, talked about the collective unconscious and archetypes, and that every dream had an aspect of not only the collective, but of a piece of your psyche. And that, you know, all of you was showing up in the dream, no matter what symbology was in the dream. What's occurred to me is that we are, much the way the other side has worked for me, there's a thematic through line, almost that what your purpose was, and the doctors who have studied reincarnation and see that there's a consistency of you know, like Jim Tucker and Ian Stevenson, that there's a consistency of purpose even across past lives.
Right.
So that the other side comes in also in thematic through line. We, on the dream plane, when we are free of our physical form, and this requires a lot of understanding, that your corporal body, as I understand it, and as I experience it, not for everybody, is asleep, while your consciousness can go into other realms while your body is regenerating, go into other realms and apply certain aspects of your thematic through line so that the dream plane becomes more of you experiencing self, which is why you're more than your DNA, in your mission. So what is your mission? If I am someone who helps spiritually initiate, then when I am on the dream plane, I will have dreams where I go into experiences with people that I know, or I am another symbol in that dream where I am helping that. So why I say this is, if we're talking now about a new form of psychoanalysis and a new form of dream analysis, to have your conscious self pay attention to your dream, what was going on in that dream, understanding what your purpose is on this realm, and see if it isn't also amplified by what you are doing on the dream plane. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And in your particular case, were you doing this at will in your dream state, this learning process, or did it just come to you while you were sleeping?
At first, it came to me while I was sleeping, which gave me pause and appreciation, and then I started to ask more consciously to have bleed through. The one dream that I'm sharing is that I was freshly married, very much in love. As a wedding present to my husband, I had given him a dance. My girlfriends and I all met in dance class. And I show up at this dance class regularly 3 times a week, and the dance instructor is not fluent in English at this point. He's Ecuadorian, and I don't really talk to him after class. I wake up one night, and I've had this dream one morning, and I've had this dream where I've married him, and I'm a woman with short blonde bangs, and I'm holding a book of prayer, and I'm praying to God, and God is saying to me, don't pay attention to the fact that he doesn't speak English. Look at his heart. He's very intelligent. You know, he went in the dream. He got me a stone from a pawn shop, made a ring, and then asked me to marry him. I wake up and my heart is thumping and go, Jerry, I don't know how to interpret this. I truly love you. There's no fear. There's no wish. This is not me. And,
But you told him this dream?
I told my husband the dream. Now, as fate would have it, I'm after class. I'm doing some arm exercises. And the teacher, who rarely talks to me after class, walks right up to me. And I make a pact with my guidance realm and my intuitive self that when the position presents itself, you never back down. I said, I had a dream about you last night. And I tell him very slowly so he can understand. And his face goes white. And he says, it's true. And I go, what do you mean it's true? He said, there's a woman in the class. I'm not allowed to date the people who are in the class. I am dating her. She is Muslim, and she is praying with the Quran, and she's asking her parents whether we can meet because she's afraid, because I'm Christian, to introduce and that I don't speak the language. I went to a pawn shop. I got the stone. I made her a ring, and I asked her to marry me. So in that dream, it's not prophecy. It was me working with them in some way, talking to God for her to help her. It's amplified assistance.
Or you interjected yourself into her somehow as she was in this dream. Maybe it was his. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, you sometimes, you know, when we dream, Lori, it's like we're on the outside looking in. And, you know, we see these things happening, but we don't see ourselves. It's like real life, right? You know, talking now, you can see your hands moving in front of your face, if that's the way you talk or something. But you're on the outside looking into these things. And in your particular case, this sounds like you somehow truly became part of it. The eyes, the ears of what was going on in this dream.
And helping her see his heart. Not that I was God, but helping her see his heart. It was, and there were other dreams. So the reason why I bring this up is to have attention paid to our dream plane that functions a lot like the way the other side, in quotes, works. That when our loved ones, ancestors, guidance realm, saints, angels, God, when it comes to us, look and see when they or that shows up and what is going on in our life and what is needed at that moment.